jobs as she gets back on her feet after a financial setback. Ann Smoak coordinates the program at Ashland.
I will be here pretty much every night today to help you. Be sure you're open, see if you need anything, see how things go.
The Family Promise churches, there are 27 of them in the Midlands, provide a safe place for the families and especially for the children. The church also provides meals and hospitality.
I have to touch my children.
Columbia attorney Jake Moore is one of the Ashland volunteers. During this week, more than 50 church members will support the stay of the Family Promise guests. For guests like Hennigan, the love and support of the church volunteers means a great deal, though it's a challenge to move every week.
And you also leave behind the friends that you made that week. And because you're moving so much, it's hard to keep up with those friends.
Hennigan says the fact that she feels safe is one of the most important aspects of Family Promise. Plus, the program offers something else.
Hope. It would be hope.
Katie Hennigan is 12 years old. She has adapted well to Family Promise.
All the churches you'll probably go to, they're really nice people. These three kids came. They said, well, how about you, like a male or something? I was like, that'll be awesome. So I got there, one at the winter, at like 2 churches ago. But I think it's really cool to have some men now. So, yeah. They rate me some pretty funny letters.
Jim Newcomb is one of the driving forces behind the success of the program at Ashland. He also serves on the board of Family Promise of the Midlands.
I can almost can't talk about it because we just can't have home service. It's morally incorrect. And so when I saw the opportunity for Ashland to get involved, we certainly did.
Family Promise is based upon a concept of using the faith community to provide hospitality to homeless families. Professional social workers provide additional services. In just 2 years of operation, Family Promise of the Midlands has served 27 families, totaling 99 people. 17 of those families have transitioned to permanent homes.
Happy birthday to you.
This is a special night. Chana, the daughter of another guest family, is celebrating a birthday. Sharing in the celebration are volunteers from Ashland and other churches, as well as Family Promise staff members.
Like I say, I get very emotional when I talk to people about Family Promise and about homelessness in general. I just see it as our opportunity to be Jesus' servant. And you just can't pass that up.
Latoya Howard Palmer is China's mother. She is a veteran, and she had a good job until illness took her out of the workforce, and her family of 5 lost their home.
It's been a beautiful experience, and we love everyone we're meeting so far, and we love the diversity, we love all the different opinions, and it's just been very beautiful. And it's changed our entire family, it's changed our children, how they view themselves. We just thank God for it's great that it is for moving on home. We move it out of the nets to people, and we consider everyone our family. And it's amazing. And I cannot wait to be at the point where we volunteer and be on the other side and helping others.
Changing lives and bringing hope. This is Family Promise of the Midlands.
And you want to talk about it?
So, good morning, everybody. The 2 families that were featured here, this meal was actually done the day that the 2 families left our church. Katie had actually celebrated her birthday here at this church. And then, of course, the next week was China's birthday, so we celebrated China's birthday. We do make a difference. One family that
Hannah Gregg is going to be ordained on July 7th at Zion Lutheran in Lexington. You're all invited to come to that. Sarah. When do y'all leave?
Great question. We leave Tuesday morning.
Great. Thank you. Just would like to point out one time before she leaves, I asked a good question. Did you see that? Let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, full of compassion and mercy, abounding in steadfast love. Amen. Trusting God's promise of forgiveness, let us confess our sin against God and one another. Eternal God, our Creator, in you we live and move and have our being. Look upon us, your children, the work of your hands. Forgive us all our offenses and cleanse us from your proud thoughts and empty desires. By your graces, our refuge and our strength, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. In the mercy of Almighty God, Christ died for us while we were still sinners, and for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of creation, eternal majesty, you preside over land and sea, sunshine and storm. By your strength, pilot us. By your power, preserve us. By your wisdom, instruct us. And by your hand, protect us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Okay. The first lesson is a reading from Job. The Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up your loins like a man. I will question you, and you shall declare to me, where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the heavenly beings shouted for joy? Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band and prescribed bounds for it and set bars and doors and said, thus far shall you come and no further. And here shall your proud waves be stopped? The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Mark, the fourth chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When evening had come, Jesus said to the disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Once there was a little boy who was afraid of the dark. One night his mother asked him to go out to the barn and bring back the mop bucket. But he protested. "Mom," he said, "it's pitch black out there." "Oh, honey," she answered, "don't worry. Jesus is with you and he'll help you." Reluctantly, the little boy tiptoed out into the dark night toward the barn. When he finally got there, he pushed open the barn door just a bit, hearing the hinges creak and groan. His heart pounding, he looked into the deep darkness of the barn and whispered, "Jesus, if you're in there, would you hand me the mop bucket?" I don't think that's the kind of help his mother meant that Jesus was going to offer. We know what she meant. She meant that Jesus would give him comfort. She meant that in the face of his fears, Jesus would give him strength and courage. She meant that in spite of the darkness surrounding him, Jesus would be with him. She meant that in those times when we're afraid, especially in those times when we're afraid, Jesus does not forsake us and holds us in his hand. She meant that Jesus goes before us in all things and that we are in his care. She meant that we can put our fears aside because Jesus can be trusted. She meant that Jesus brings us peace. We know all of this with our heads. As we face the darkness and storms of our lives, divorce, family troubles, financial struggles, worries about tomorrow, illness, and even death itself, whatever our storms are, we all know this with our heads. Jesus can be trusted and we can have peace. We know it with our heads. But our fears dwell in our hearts. "Jesus, if you're in there," we ask timidly, hopefully, and pleadingly. There was a woman in a small town who was well known for her strong faith in the midst of many of life's trials. A newcomer to the town learned about her and said to herself, "I must meet this woman to find out her secret." And so she arranged a visit. When she arrived at the door, she said, "So you are the woman with the great faith I've heard so much about." "No," the woman said back, "I'm the woman with the little faith in the great God." I think out there on that lake in Galilee that day, the storm must have been fierce. Several of the disciples were fishermen, and they knew this lake and its ways. They knew its storms. If they were afraid, it must have been a fierce storm indeed. Just like the storms in our lives can be fierce too. Our hearts can tremble in fear and worry. But they had tried everything, trimming the sails, rowing, bailing, and then finally they turned to Jesus. Finally, they turned their problem over to Jesus. "Jesus, do you not care that we are perishing?" they screamed. "Jesus, if you're in there," their hearts whispered. And Jesus said, "Peace, be still." And the Bible says that there was suddenly a dead calm. The storm ceased. And maybe more importantly, the storm inside them ceased as well. Peace, be still, Jesus said to the storm, but also to their fearful hearts. And just so he speaks to the storms of our lives, to the storms in our hearts. And with him, no matter how fierce the storm, we can have peace. And maybe that's what those disciples learned out there on the Sea of Galilee that day. We do have a great God, a God who can be trusted when the storms of life rage around us, a God who watches over us and cares for us always, and especially in those times when all seems lost, a God who holds the whole universe in his hands, but who most especially holds us tenderly in his love, a God who comforts us in our fears, a God who stills the storms of our lives, a God who does not leave us to face the storms of life alone, a God who is with us in all things. One of my favorite paintings is by Rembrandt, and it's called The Storm on the Lake of Galilee. If you'd like to see this painting, you can see it on the monitor in the narthex after worship. It's a dramatic scene. The storm is raging. The waves are crashing all around the boat, which is pitched and perched precariously at a steep angle riding the sea. Some of the disciples grasp at ropes, others at sails. One clings to the rudder, and one is actually seasick over the side of the boat. Their faces are scarred with panic and fear as two of them wake Jesus from his sleep. It's a powerful, striking moment just before Jesus speaks. But if you look carefully at the painting, you will discover that there's something not quite right about it. There are too many people in the boat. There should be only 13, Jesus and the 12 disciples. But instead, there are 14. And scholars have determined that one of the men in the boat is Rembrandt himself, who painted himself into the picture, placing himself near to Jesus as the storm rages. Isn't that where we want to be? Don't we want to be there, ready for Jesus to speak to the storms of our lives? Jesus, if you're in there, oh, people of God, we have a great God, a God who stills storms, a God who calms our fears, a God with us in the boat, a God with power to save. In the midst of our fears, have peace. Jesus is here. Amen.
Thank you.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Merciful God, you turn your people from stubborn ways and form us with your loving hand. Shape us that we might give your love to the world. Lead us to speak the language of love in all our actions and words. May we live together in welcome and understanding as one people in you. Lord, in your mercy, Father of love, we live in a chaotic, stormy world. Our lives are busy and frantic, and peace is sometimes so hard to find. Slow us down, Lord. Turn our eyes to you. Give us wholeness, loving Savior, and your surpassing peace. Lord, in your mercy, you speak healing to all your people, loving Lord. Fill us with compassion for those in need. Reach out your hand to the sick, the hungry, the poor, and those who suffer in any way. Bless all in need, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, God of all grace, this week we send our youth as ambassadors of your love. Bless them as they go to Houston. May their time there be a time of growth in faith and service to others. Guide them, watch over them, and protect them. In all they experience, may they find your grace and love. Lord, in your mercy, living God, we reach out in prayer for all the world. We live in such divisive times. Bring us your unity. We live in such anxious times. Bring us your peace. We live in such fearful times. Bring us your comfort and strength. We live in such empty times. Abide with us and be near to us always. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. Merciful God, you open wide your hand and satisfy the need of every living thing. You have set this feast before us. Open our hands to receive it. Open our hearts to embrace it. Open our lives to live it. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection, open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
In which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those
who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Jesus Christ, host of this meal, you have given us not only this bread and cup, but your very self, that we may feast on your great love. Fill us again by these signs of your grace. May we hunger for your reign of justice. May we thirst for your way of peace. For you are Lord forevermore. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.